Okay, we're beginning Simin Chav Beis. It's one Si'if. Kana Talis, says the Mechaber. If you buy a Talis, va'asa botzitzis mevarach she'achiyanu, delogara mikelim chadashim. That if you buy a Talis and you put tzitzis on it, you should say a she'achiyanu. It's no worse than buying other new clothing. Now, what does he mean by this? So the Mishnah Berurah, Si'if Katan Aleph, points out that first of all, when you buy new clothing, you're supposed to make the bracha when you buy them. Here, you're buying new clothing and you're making the bracha after you put the tzitzis on. And not only that, but the Ramaz says that v'imlo berech b'shas asiyah mevarech b'shas ituf harishon. If you didn't make the bracha when you actually put the tzitzis on, then you should make the bracha when you put it on for the first time. So Mishnah Berurah points out, the difference is we only make the bracha of shechianu on new clothing if you're buying them in a state that they're ro'oi to be worn right away. If you buy something that fits, but if you're going to buy something that's going to need alterations, or you're going to do something to it, then you make the bracha b'shas levisha. So here, you're buying a four-cornered garment, which is not roi to be worn without tzitzis. Therefore, you wait until you put on the tzitzis, and then it's roi to be worn. You can make the bracha there, and that's what Marama points out, that if you didn't make the bracha after you tied the tzitzis on, then you can make the bracha b'shas levisha. But really, it's supposed to be either b'shas kinyan or b'shas levisha by regular clothing. Okay, also, he points out that why does Mechaber use a lashon of logora mikelim chadashim? It's no worse than buying new clothing. Why don't you say, because it's a gevalig pair of tzitzis? So the answer is because we don't make a shechianu on tzitzis, because it's not a mitzvah that's ba mizman lizman. Hopefully you were wearing tzitzis before this, and you will be wearing tzitzis after this, and therefore tzitzis is not the type of mitzvah that gets a shechianu. So you get, that's why if you have a beged, and then you want to put tzitzis onto a beged that you already owned, you wouldn't make the shechianu on the tzitzis, and you would just keep wearing it with the tzitzis with no shechianu. And then he ends off with the huadin tefillin and masa betulin ma'atzmei and mevarach shechianu. Says if you make your own pair of tefillin, you wouldn't make a shechianu. But in the Bir Halacha here, he has a discussion. Maybe that's not the case. Okay, so you can look in the Bir Halacha, you'll see Dira Maskel Kana. You'll see what he discusses when you make your own pair of tefillin. Okay, let's start Simin Chav Gimel Dinei Tzitzis Bevei Sakvaros. So what do you do if you walk to a cemetery wearing tzitzis? Mutar likanes bevei sakvaros v'hu lavish tzitzis. So the Mechaber starts off that you're allowed to walk into a cemetery wearing tzitzis. V'hu shelo yehei nigrar ala kvaros. But they're not allowed to be dragging on the actual graves. Avo imhu nigrar ala kvaros, but if it's dragging on the graves, aser mishum loig larosh. Then it's aser because of the pasuk of loig larosh choraf oseyu, that it's like you're making fun of a poor man, and it's like you're cursing out the maker of that poor man. So Hashem takes it personally if you make fun of somebody who is poor. What do you mean poor in this case? It means they can't do mitzvos. So when it comes to the mitzvah, that you're doing something they can't, you have something they can't possibly ever have, and therefore Hashem takes it personally on their behalf. So you're not allowed to do mitzvahs in front of them. V'amed v'ar mamurim, says the Mechaber, when are you allowed to wear tzitzis in the basic varos? B'yimeyem shoyim matilim tzitzis b'mabush shelovshim tzarech atzmam. When they would just have a four-cornered garment that they would wear anyway, and they would put tzitzis on that. Aval anu she'in mechavnin bohen elo l'shem mitzvah, osar afilo einim nigrarim. But we who wear a talis katan or a talis gadol, and the only reason we wear them is for the mitzvah itself, we are not allowed to wear tzitzis at all, even if they're not going to drag on the graves. V'hani mili kishat tzitzis megulim. This is if your tzitzis are out. Avlim hei mechusim mutter. But if your tzitzis are covered, then it is mutter. And therefore, if you tuck the tzitzis into the corners, Mishnah Berurah points out, in Siv Katan Gimel, then it's totally fine as long as the tzitzis are not sticking out. You should try to also keep the talis katan covered as well. It's not going to be as long as it's under your outer garments. Fine. Let's do Sif Beis. Yesh noagim likshor shnei tzitzios shebishnei knafayim ze'im ze'ek kishenichnasam beis akvaros v'lo hoyilu klum betakanosam. Some people, what they try to do is they will tie, I assume what it means is the front two tzitzis together and the back two tzitzis together, but maybe it means the side, left side tzitzis, right side, I'm not sure. It says they tie them together, but that doesn't help anything, says the Mechaber. Why? Because they're still being mekayim the mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah. They're still being mekayim the mitzvah even after they tie them together. And he says, Mamanavshach, either you're being Mekayim the mitzvah still, so it's Loig LaRush, or you're not being Mekayim the mitzvah, and then you're violating wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis, which is not a good idea either way.